Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. On January 2, 2009, the UNESCO Convention on the Protection of Underwater Cultural Heritage entered into force for the 20 nations that have ratified the treaty since its publication in 2001. The convention establishes standards and guidelines for the survey of sites and the recovery of artifacts classified as cultural relics, and defines protections against salvage operations within waters of national jurisdiction until appropriate research and archaeological investigations can take place. However, most of the nations that have officially ratified the convention are small and frequently island nations. Of the industrialized world, only Spain, Portugal, and Mexico are listed. The United States and Canada, most of Europe, South America, and the Far East are conspicuously absent. This does not mean that these nations have not created their own system of protections. The U.S. has allocated responsibility to the individual states that have created their own structures to oversee administration, survey, and recovery. Australia and New Zealand, Japan, and the European Union all have policy and legal frameworks in place, as do many other nations such as the Philippines and China. Still, these nations have not signed on to the International Convention, just as many of them, such as the United States, have not yet ratified the related Convention on the Law of the Sea. A recent conference of ocean leaders in Washington, D.C., however, did provide some hope that the new American administration would address the situation through the approval of a new national ocean policy as recommended by two recent commissions and the Ocean Caucus in the U.S. Congress. The convention was the result of numerous examples of the destruction of submerged cultural resources in the 1980s and 90s by salvage operations and zealous treasure hunters. Perhaps the most notorious of these were the discovery of the Atocha, a Spanish galleon, by salver Mel Fisher, and the indiscriminate recovery of artifacts from the Titanic. Cultural protection organizations, such as the Council of American Maritime Museums, the International Congress of Maritime Museums, and UNESCO, countered with proposed protections that have subsequently been the basis for state regulations, national laws, and eventually the international treaty. Important discoveries continue to be made as the result of the exploration of the deep ocean by commercial interests and syndicates of investors looking for lost cargoes of Chinese porcelain, pay ship bullion, and artifacts of considerable value in the cultural market. For example, in 2007, a marine survey expedition for a proposed gas pipeline across the southern Mediterranean Sea monitored a sonar target that upon further investigation was identified as the French battleship Danton, built in Brest in 1910 and sunk in 1917. The ship, claimed by the French as both naval property and a grave site, was extensively documented by photographs and video, and the gas line was offset so as to leave the artifact undisturbed and available for future inquiry. More recently, HMS Victory, a Royal Navy warship that was the precursor to the more famous flagship of Admiral Horatio Nelson, was discovered more than 100 kilometers from the site off the Channel Islands, where in 1774 she was lost with all hands by foundering on a reef. In this case, the search was conducted under a cooperative agreement with the UK Ministry of Defence, mandating extensive archaeological investigation and control. The shipwreck had been extensively damaged by natural deterioration, scouring, and bottom trawls in an area heavily fished by commercial vessels. What remains, however, is the complete set of bronze cannons, including a 42-pounder, the only known example of a gun of this size in existence, which will be recovered, no doubt, for display in a naval museum. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.